Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Someone who's not a foot guy is our Royals insider. He is Josh Verner, and he joins Fesco and Dusty now. Vern, how about that Saturday bet, my guy?
Yeah, you hit that. It's you're back now in the black. You're back in the fight for the 2024 double play championship, but you still have a lot of work to do. I hope you actually made money on that bet back on Saturday.
Only one unit, played a conservative, you know me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Speaking of conservative
radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
And scene.
Two out of three against Pittsburgh. Did your job on the road, and then you get the big bad Detroit Tigers coming to your house tonight with Seth Lugo on the bump, and you can once again bury another team and continue your striving force towards October.
Yeah. Excited for this series as you have your horses to start it off with Lugo and Reagans before you face their horse in Scooble on Wednesday night. Yeah, you can knock or come pretty close to not only knocking Detroit out of the fight, but you can get very close to punching your ticket officially to October. Now, I wouldn't call them the big bad Detroit Tigers. To me, I'm not going to compare them to Royals teams of the past, but I do think that they are benefiting from some of that September house magic money that we've seen Adalberto Mondesi and the Royals thrive under said conditions in so many years previous. If Detroit finds themselves knotted up with the Twins for that final wild card spot, I think they'll tighten up a little bit. Unless Tarek Skubal agrees to pitch every 3 days, I'm not a believer in the Detroit Tigers. As far as that twin series is concerned, yeah, you come away smiling. You take 2 of 3 behind a strong effort from Alec Marsh in the opener. Game 2 was gift-wrapped by that Pittsburgh defense, most notably their center fielder, O'Neill Cruz. And then yesterday's game, man, I'll throw that one in the trash. To me, yesterday's game is the anomaly. Now, how many times have you seen the other team's defense outperform the Royals' defense? Not that the Royals' defense played poorly. Pittsburgh made more plays on the base paths defensively. Their starter allowed fewer runs than the Royals' starter. Now, I'm not going to knock Brady Singer, you dive into those four runs that he gave up, you're tipping your cap to Pittsburgh quite often on those four runs when you look at the five innings that he threw yesterday. So taking 2 of 3, a magic number of 8. Yeah, man. I mean, listen, once the Royals reached 8 wins in that riptide, I put my feet up because from here on out, they're playing with house money. There's just no way that I'm going to find myself frustrated or disappointed with anything this season. Okay, when they lose, sure, I'm disappointed for 4, 5, 6 hours, but I get over it quickly because this has been such a magical season.
All right, Vern, you know, we got 12 games to go. We've got a manager who's in his first, you know, rodeo doing this as the manager. Obviously, he's had a lot of success. What's going to be the role of Q and the coaching staff for these final 12 games?
Yeah, really, and again, dating back to when they, you know, met my expectation for the Riptide, once they answered every single question, to me, this home stretch is all about health and confidence, and Matt Quatrero and this coaching staff are in complete control of that as far as how much they push their starters, how much they ride their horses like a Salvador Perez, a Michael Massey who's been playing cleanup of late in the lineup. But confidence really is what I'm more focused on. Health, obviously, Q has that thing pegged. Obviously, they're focused on bringing Hunter Harvey and Michael Lorenzen along slowly, trying to get them right for the postseason. But as far as confidence is concerned, I mean, there are, you know, so many numbers I could throw out there as to why you should feel confident about this team. You know, if they face the Baltimore Orioles in the first round, I just saw the statistic. The Orioles haven't won a series against a team with a winning record since July 4th. So that makes you feel good. But here's the thing. As we all learned in 2014, once the postseason starts and those numbers are erased, you have a chance to completely rewrite your season, completely rewrite your legacy. So, yeah, I would love for the Royals to win these final 12 and as a collective carry that confidence into the postseason. But, you know, I can't promise you that finishing the season hot is necessarily going to carry into the postseason. What I do think carries into October is, you know, what we saw yesterday from Michael Garcia, what we saw yesterday from Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell over the weekend, the guys that have had up and down offensive seasons, if they can carry confidence into October, because as you guys know, man, it's a lonely place inside that batter's box on that mound come October. I know you have teammates behind you, but it's just you out there, and boy, it sure would benefit the Royals if those pitchers like a Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich, Alec Marsh, Carlos Hernandez, who all had nice weekends, likely built up some confidence. Man, it sure would be nice if they had some positive reinforcement bouncing around that brain come October, come those big spots where we're looking at Chris Bubich in the eighth inning to go through Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson. You want those guys feeling good? So to me, that's a reflection on the coaching staff and picking the right times. Q's done an outstanding job all season. That's why, I mean, you guys know better than me, he's either number one or the number two front runner to win the American League MVP. It's about picking the right spots, picking the right matchups. God knows you have enough bench options now, and I think there are enough interesting options currently in the bullpen that are fighting for a spot in the postseason bullpen that you can really plug and play over these final 12 games. Because, again, there really isn't any, in my opinion, pressure on the organization to win the division, clinch a home field playoff game, whatever it might be. Man, just build confidence, and whether you start this postseason in Kansas City or Baltimore, if those guys are walking to the plate with their chest sticking out, you know, MJ Melendez has the ability to be the ALCS MVP. There's no reason to believe that a guy like Alec Marsh can't put up a big World Series again, but it starts now with them heading into the postseason, not afraid of anything, not second-guessing anything, but ready to attack.
You mentioned that JJ kind of threw down a challenge this week. What was he talking about with Cody and Gold?
Yeah, they always do a nice job talking to the Royals general manager. And as they were signing off on Tuesday, you know, hey, JJ, thanks for the time, man. We'll see you at the ballpark. All right. You know, JJ kind of cut him off and said, yeah. Hey, I want to see a raucous crowd at Kauffman Stadium. I want 25,000 for every game. I want 150,000 people to turn out for these final six games of the regular season. And, you know, I was glad to hear that because, you know, we all remember Ned Yost in, August of 2014, challenging the fans to come out and support us. And, you know, they got crushed by the local newspaper. And I remember listening to you, Bob, the next morning, crushing the columnists that crushed Ned. And, you know, you were with Ned saying, hey, go out and support this team. It's a good team. And it took a while. It took a while before the fans did. Ned did that in April. JJ's waited until the end because he understands that his team lost 106 games last year. It's understandable if people are slow to return to Kauffman Stadium. But the final six games, what everything, as I mentioned, man, everything still sits right in front of this team from skipping the wild card. I mean, the playoffs for the Royals could begin on the 5th of October. Game 1 of the ALDS could be at Kauffman Stadium. They're only two games back of Baltimore to clinch that home field wild card series that starts on the 1st. They're only four back of Cleveland of clinching the first round bye and having the ALDS begin at Kauffman Stadium. So I love that challenge of JJ just at the end of the season saying, you know, he didn't say this, but I'll read it between the lines. Guys, I've done everything you've asked. All I'm asking for is for you to partially fill the stadium for the final six games of the regular season as we try and make sure you have an opportunity to watch this team again in October. If you want home field advantage at Kauffman Stadium this October, go get home field advantage starting tonight against Detroit.
Yeah, I look at the comments and I'm like, yeah, this is a fun team to watch, right? People want to get on board. But I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about where we are as a sports town now, Vern. And it's like the person said to me, they're like, we've grown up as a sports town. Like, it's not about just getting in the playoffs anymore. It's about advancing and winning and going to the Super Bowl or the World Series. We've been spoiled here in this town. How much do you think we've changed as fans in Kansas City? And our expectation has changed over these last 10 years.
Certainly, yeah. No longer is Kansas City the, oh, golly gee, you're paying attention to us?
Right.
Wow, thank you. No, it's, you know, where you been? Mahomes has been here for a minute. We've been telling you about Bobby Witt Jr. Salvi's been doing this for a decade. Yeah, there's a lot more confidence in the city. It's not, you know, but with this team, with this Royals team, again, I've heard from so many fans that have just checked out over the last 6, 7, 8 years that haven't been following the team all that much, certainly haven't been listening to sports radio when they're talking about anything other than the Kansas City Chiefs. So the sports city is no longer, having a difficult time comprehending the fact that they have good teams, that the expectation is championship. No, Mahomes, along with what Haas and the boys did in 14 and 15, but it was really completely changed with Mahomes to where, you know, Kansas City should be arrogant about its sports because you have the best football player, the best football coach, the best football tight end, the best baseball player, one of the best general managers in Major League Baseball. You know, you should be arrogant about it, but still, what's taking place at Kauffman Stadium and what could take place over the course of the next month, there are quite a few people that are experiencing it for the first time. So I still think that the love affair that a city has with its playoff baseball team, I still think that that will capture this city sometime soon.
All right, Vern, I've gotten my hand an 88 score featuring Ed Romero.
Ed Romero, is that the left-hander from the Mets?
No, it's not. It looks like a right-hander from the Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was looking at it in a mirror.
Yeah, you probably were. So, for one, all right, here's a good one for you. You may know this one. I doubt it. 89 tops, Mike Birkbeck.
Mike Birkbeck. I do not, but I'll guess that's the left-hander, but not with the Mets, with Montreal.
It is a right-hander with the Brewers.
Oh, God. Okay, get rid of the mirror. All right. One more.
All right, one more. Here we go. We got an 90 Fleer featuring Jim Gantner.
Oh, Jim Gantner, the second baseman of the Brewers.
There you go, baby. Yeah, one for three. One. You're a Hall of Famer, my friend.
I'm out of here.
Best for a reason. Vern at 5:39. Have a great show, man.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Josh Verner here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.